Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Hey guys, I know we're all working so hard to stay fit and healthy at home. So check out my app. I have free daily 7-minute workouts. Download the app. It's Jillian Michaels Fitness app. Download it. Do the 7-minute workouts. You don't need any equipment. There's total body workouts, ab workouts, leg workouts. You get a new one every single day. And if you want more, obviously, there's a heck of a lot more in the app. There's over 1,000 different exercises. All of my DVD workouts are in the app. I can customize a workout for you in the app. There's freaking yoga, kickboxing, HIIT training, outdoor runs, bodyweight training, free weights. There are thousands of recipes, no matter what your diet preferences are. But at the very least, please do the 7-minute workouts for free.
Welcome to Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels.
That was good.
How are you today, Jillian Michaels?
Cindy, I am good. I liked that one. And today's conversation is with the corrective exercise specialist, Brandon Voles. So on this one, guys, I'm not going to give you like this long, oh, he's on the Forbes list and the this list and the that list. And oh my God, you know who this guy is? He is an everyday badass Joe who works every hour of his waking hours to help individuals across the spectrum of, you know, whether they're elite athletes or whether they are 70-year-olds with rheumatoid arthritis, get out of pain, perform better, look better, feel better in every facet of their lives. I found Brandon because he started helping me with a couple of issues. I think I've talked about this. I have an old shoulder injury from falling off a horse about 12 years ago. And it was like a slap tear and my infraspinatus, supraspinatus. Anyway, long story short, they wanted to operate on it. And it's just a whole thing. And it's a long work. So I end up going to see Brandon. And I was like, look, you know, I got referred to you. Can you help me with this or not? Do you know what I mean? And I know, you know, remember, I owned a sports medicine facility many, many years ago. So I worked underneath physical therapists who worked for me. So what that means is I own the facility and I paid the bills, but as I also worked as a physical therapy aide, which means that they would give me charts and say, okay, you're going to do 20 of this, 30 of that, da-da-da, this, that, right? So I would then, under the supervision of the physical therapist's program, put the patient through those different treatments. And then I would keep the notes and everything. And so I ended up learning a ton. Mind you, it's been a really long time. but I have the foundation and the basics and an understanding of it. With that said, I am not a corrective exercise specialist, just like I've worked with many pregnancy expert specialists when I did the book and the DVD, but I don't remember everything there was to remember. It's not my specialty. So I went to see Brandon, and then the next thing you know, it was like an overall assessment and squatting and this. And I was like, look, I have terrible ankle mobility and really bad hip mobility. So to make a very long story short, Brandon helped me so much with my shoulder and my hip, because I have a biomechanical pattern where essentially I balance in the wrong way so that my pelvis shifts and my left hip is higher than my right hip, which loads up the IT band on one side of my leg, right? Mm-hmm. And then causes knee pain whenever I run. So I just stop running. And he's like, you stopped running. I was like, yeah. It causes pain in my IT band. He's like, but then why didn't you do it properly? Why didn't you rehab it? I was like, I'm busy. He's like, you know, and he's right. He's like, why would you stop running and not fix the problem? And I was like, and tried massage. I tried this. He's like, yeah, because you're not correcting the movement patterns. And to make a long story short, I fell in love with this guy and I was like, you know what? You know, and then I saw Deshanna having these biomechanical issues that she isn't even aware she has. And so many of us who think we're fit, right? I'm fit. We think we're fit because we have great cardiovascular endurance and great strength. And some of us have great mobility, which is flexibility and strength put together. And you don't realize all the ways you might be running wrong or squatting wrong or lunging wrong or walking wrong or doing these daily things, not just in your exercise routine or over the course of your everyday life, that over time, right, repetition and time will cause problems down the road. That's how a knee becomes arthritic. Like I was looking at Deshanna and the way she runs. This girl could run a marathon tomorrow, but the way she runs is a tragedy. Like the heels flip out and the arms cross the center line and you know, the whole thing. Like she doesn't have great form, but she's like, I could run a marathon. I'm like, yeah, horribly. Like you wouldn't feel it, right? Like you could run it. You have the endurance to run it and you're young, but over time, your knees will become arthritic.
Yeah.
So she doesn't see that. And you know, then you've got people that are like, I'm in pain. And then you and I get all these questions about neck pain, back pain, knee pain, this pain, that pain. And I could take an educated guess at it. I mean, I've done this for a long time. It's like, well, probably this, maybe do that. Da, da, da. But again, I'm not a specialist. I've written books with endocrinologists. I know a lot about metabolism, hormone balance. I've struggled with PCOS when I was younger. Got it in check. I had hypothyroidism. Have it in check. Don't take medication for either. I can say like, hey, this is what I do. This is what I know about it. And I can make some good recommendations. I'm still not a board certified endocrinologist. And legally, I shouldn't do that anyway. I have no business doing it. Yeah. So I could just say, look, as your friend, here's what I did. And it made a difference. Nevertheless, you're going to do way better getting that information from a specialist. So I wanted to have Brandon on today so we can talk about the benefits of corrective exercise for anyone and everyone across the spectrum, what it means, what it looks like, and then subsequently how to get out of pain. We're going to take your questions that you sent in for me, and I'm going to give them to Brandon. And on top of all that, listen in, because Brandon's so insane, he's going to offer free assessments for people through his website, BrandonVolesX.com. We're going to leave that in the show notes. Anyway, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with Brandon Voles. You know how when you get home, the first thing you do is take off your bra? Well, my Third Love bra is so comfortable, that doesn't even occur to me. We all want better bras and underwear, and Third Love is a game changer when it comes to comfort and style for all your everyday essentials. From loungewear and wireless styles to their number one rated 24/7 classic t-shirt bra, Third Love is creating the ultimate shopping experience. And their loungewear is made to wear everywhere. They use premium cotton fabrics available in drapey, easy fit knits, 100% cotton French terry, and woven styles. All in the quality and fit you expect from Third Love. And Third Love knows your one true fit is out there. So right now they're offering my listeners 20% off your first order.
Go to thirdlove.com/Jillian now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 20% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/Jillian for 20% off today. thirdlove.com/Jillian. Have you ever noticed how certain things you have in your house actually make it feel like home? Well, Jenny Kane's home collection has something for every room to do just that. From timeless furniture, pillows, throws, candles, and slippers, Jenny Kane's got it. I have the new Sonoma Collection pillows, and they were just what I needed to make my couch extra homey. They even have all kinds of tabletop and living necessities, like the new Pacific dinnerware with pieces starting at $25, and hand-woven storage baskets and textured bowls to elevate your home decor. From kitchen to living room, Jenny Kane's latest home additions combine style with storage, and who doesn't need some stylish storage? Find your forever pieces at jennykane.com. Get 15% off your first order when you use the code Jillian Michaels at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at jennykane.com. Promo code Jillian Michaels, jennykane.com. Promo code Jillian Michaels.
And we're back with corrective exercise specialist and, of course, now a close personal friend of mine, Brandon Voles. Brandon, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jillian, so much for having me. I really appreciate this. I'm so ready. So many people are going to have a light bulb go off. I wish we could have an image from space. You're going to see a lot of light bulbs go off today, so I'm excited.
Well, that's exactly why, you know, one of the big reasons I wanted to have you on is because I get so many questions about pain or injuries. And I'm thinking to myself, like, you realize there are people that specialize in this? they don't understand. And I think it's scary. It's intimidating. It's overwhelming. And the biggest promise that you've always made is, look, not only are you going to feel better, perform better, look better, but you are going to be out of pain. And you're going to learn how to work out and train and just live more efficiently and have better, quote, functionality. But before we jump into that, so I'm going to tease you guys with that super sexy promise. Brandon, it's a theme on the show to ask each expert how they got into their field, because I feel it provides context. Tell the audience how you got into this, a little bit about your story.
I got into it by complete accident. I was very active in sports growing up. I loved soccer and I wrestled. And then I really got into all-natural for life bodybuilding. And I came out to California and decided that, you know what, I was helping people with personal training. And I said, I'm going to go get my certification and be certified. And I wound up getting certified. And then I took a seminar where this guy was chatting about this proper alignment and this and this and this. And I was 2003. Wow. I was in my early 20s.
I was going to say.
A long time ago. It's a long time. We're going on. It'll be 18 years this July that I've been that I've been doing this for. And so I came in from a complete bodybuilding, like, I want to work out and just build muscle.
Massive,
and,
yeah.
And that was my
shredded
life. Exactly. That's what I love doing. And I'm like, oh, I can show you how to lift weights and do all this. And so then I go to this seminar and this guy is all about, oh, let me see you squat and this and this and this. I'm like, what the hell is this guy talking about, man? Like, where's the weight rack, buddy? Like, let's go, you know? And so the thing about me is I may be bullheaded, but I'm still receptive. I still downloaded what the guy was telling me. And so I would start implementing some of these things with my clients, and you start seeing results like instantly. And I'm like, wow, maybe there really is something to this. So at the end of the 2-week seminar, I came out like a completely different person. I mean, I went in, it reminds me of the Karate Kid. I got a lot of Karate Kid analogies here. So when the Karate Kid went to Mr. Miyagi,
wax on, wax off moment.
All he wanted to do was fight. He wanted to throw punches and kick. That's how I went into this seminar. I want to learn. And then all of a sudden there's this, what do you mean there's this technique? There's this very precise technique that you need to be doing to make sure that your body works efficiently and that you keep yourself from being injured. And if you are injured, how to identify it and what to do to rewind those degenerative issues that are bringing you on the pain.
Right.
And it just changed the course of my life and put me on a completely different direction. And when you start working with people who have seen everybody, they've seen the chiros, they've taken the pills, they've done the medications, chatted with the orthos, they've seen PTs, and then they've given up on everything, and then they come see me, you know, just some guy, right? And because I was practicing this stuff when it was sort of a dark art, 2003, it was like, still, I mean, I can tell you right now, my friends and family that are listening, there's so many of them that don't know what I do. And back in 2003, it was even worse. Nobody knows what a corrective exercise specialist is. Everybody knows what a chiro is. Everybody knows what a massage therapist is. Everybody knows what the ortho is. So they come to me, and it's like, they're like, nobody ever told me that. Nobody ever told me to squat like that. And when you see these people gain mobility, decrease their pain, and move in ways that they never thought. So I've had clients come in. My client right now, he's amazing. He came to me with the arthritis. Doctor said, never squat again. I said, well, you should ask him one thing, and that is, how am I supposed to go to the bathroom? If you're not supposed to squat, how does that make sense? That's like me driving my car and saying, I go to a mechanic and I say, every time I turn to the right, it makes this noise and it starts to shake. And the mechanic goes, well, just don't ever turn right again.
Yep.
That's not a realistic solution. It's not real life. That's not reality. I would like the doctors to say, instead of saying stop squatting or don't squat ever again, how about we say squat in good form? How about we say we squat perfectly?
You know that in medicine, except for some very special and rare exceptions, they're taught to deal with a symptom. Oh, you have acne? Here's Accutane. Not, why do you have acne? Let's fix your diet, your lifestyle issues, your X, your Y, your Z. They're taught, oh, you have type 2 diabetes? Let's throw a drug at it. Not, why do we have type 2 diabetes? Let's get you moving and removing these processed grains and refined sugars. And I've built a career working with doctors and having them disseminate really amazing information for me. But when it comes to food and fitness, there are specialists. There are corrective exercise specialists. There are pregnancy exercise specialists. There are registered dietitians. And that's why, because you know me, I get massages. I've been to like all the people. When I screwed up my shoulder, I went to the orthopedic surgeon. It was like, yeah, we operate or we don't. And I was like, wait, hold on. You're going to cut my shoulder open. It might work better. It might not. And I can't train for 6 months. And that's my option. And that's when, you know, that's when I found you with my hips and my knee and all this stuff that went on. Because, I mean, look, I'm 46. I've had some injuries along the way. But to put this in perspective for you guys, people specialize in this stuff. And doctors are amazing at what they do, but they don't specialize in fitness or nutrition. So that is what Brandon does.
You hit the nail on the head there. They don't. They specialize in their surgery, or they specialize in chiropractic. Specializes in manipulating your bones and all of those.
Which doesn't do anything because you just walk right back into the pattern. So sorry, B. I don't mean to interrupt you. If I could just say your phrases
exactly right.
For a second, I have always had for years when I was younger, before I knew anything, I thought I had one leg that was longer than another. Mm. And then it was like, and then I had knee pain because my hips were shifted from a biomechanical pattern that I moved in, that I stood in, that I sat in. And then the chiropractor can shift your bones. And then 2 days later, your pelvis has shifted right back up because the patterns that you're engaging in every day are dysfunctional. So that's not going to do anything. They can massage you, and then you just walk right back into it because you're not training your body for proper alignment, which then gets you out of pain, helps prevent injuries, and rehabilitates injury. I'm just, look at me. I'm just telling everybody what
nope,
you do. But this is
so,
it's changed
right.
My life. So I'm like a mad, and I even owned a sports medicine facility years ago and worked underneath people like you. So, you know, I am an absolute, you know, I understand the importance of what you do. But what if I'm listening, B, and I'm thinking like, all right, I'm not, I'm not at the age, right, where I've got spinal stenosis or arthritis or like I'm a badass athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't even know what would your answer be to that one? That, I don't need this. This isn't important to me.
Pain is a giant motivator. And so many people won't do anything until they really feel they're in pain and they've tried everything and it's sort of the last resort. And what you can do with movement assessments is you can essentially see issues before they even happen. So it is a hard pill for some people to swallow and say, yeah, look, you really need to start changing things because I see you running and you're striking with your heels and I bet you have shin splints a lot, right? Like, how is that going to add up over time, right?
Yeah.
What you have to realize is the average person takes almost 1.5 million steps per year. So if you have a malalignment, you've got some restrictions in your hip, it's going to affect your knee, I promise you. It just is, how long out is it going to take? You're either exercising to promote your balance, your integrity, or you're slowly deteriorating yourself, just unknowingly. And that's what I find is sort of the missing link with people is just understanding what their biomechanics are actually doing to them over a long period of time.
I'd like to give a real life example of this that's very relatable and happened with Brandon and I very recently. So Deshanna, my girlfriend, was upstairs doing one of the workouts from my app. Let me be clear. She was a D1 level athlete, like hardcore, badass, college scholarship athlete in field hockey, right? She could literally turn around tomorrow and climb Everest. Her lung capacity is that good. So she's doing my DVD. I walk in and she's doing tricep extensions in a crescent pose. And then she had lunges with bicep curls. And I walk in and I'm like, oh my God, like her front knee is diving in. Her hips are open and shifted. And when I tried to shift her back into alignment, she literally couldn't do it. And she's like, what? What's the issue? Stop bothering me. I'm trying to work out. And I was like, baby, you're going to have so much pain from, I don't have any, I'm fine. I don't have any, until all of a sudden, one day she did. And then of course, Brandon had to sit down and explain to her that, like, yes, you have great lung capacity. Yes, you're very strong, but your movement patterns are going to create severe arthritis in your knees over time. You're only 35. And she's the last person that's going to be like, what? I can crush this workout. I killed it. I smashed it. I feel great. But you're not looking, like, if I go back and look at old workouts I did on DVD, I'm like, oh my God, look at my hips. Holy crap, look at my knee diving in. And you can't tell. You don't know. You're not the specialist. You don't know what to look for. And so no matter how fit you are, unless you really are well-versed in this and you know what to look for and you know how to move and you know what you're screwing up, like I still see people all over social media squatting, like deep squats with the butt wink, weighted squats where there's spine rounds. And they're like, look how strong I am. And you're thinking, but oh my God, you just loaded an overhead squat with your spine curling under. Like, and to them, they're like, I did it. I am so strong. I am so fit. But the idea here is that whether you've already let this go for such a long time and you're in pain and now it's like, all right, oh shit, not motivated to fix it. Or you're a crazy advanced athlete. It's exactly what Brandon just said. It's programming these movements so that you stay out of pain forever. That's the whole idea. And I mean, B, what is the most common thing that you see? Because I want to try to help people understand how they fall under this umbrella. Because like you said, if they're not in pain, they're like, ugh, switch. I don't get it. I don't need it. I don't care.
That one is tough if they don't feel anything. And you can sort of explain things to people. And I kind of relate it like this is, if you're 30 years old and you could copy yourself and one person starts investing at age 30 and the other person just lives their life and they don't put anything away, they don't think about their future. If you check back in with them in their 50s, you're going to find one of them saying, I wish I would have started earlier. And that's the exact, that's probably the most common thing that I hear from my clients is, I wish I would have met you earlier. If you don't start it now, if you don't invest the time in your body now, you will eventually have to pay. You'll pay for it down the road. So there's a saying that if you don't make time for your wellness, you will be forced to make time for your illness. So let me say that again. If you don't make time for your wellness, you will be forced to take time for your illness. That's I want people to really understand that things over a long period of time add up. And if you don't start early, you're going to have a whole lot of undoing, and you're going to have to see somebody like me, and you're going to say, God, I wish I would have started a lot earlier, Brandon. I wish I'd have met you when I was 20, when I was 30.
This applies to everything, though, whether it's nutrition, right? Sleep and stress management. And this is absolutely no different. I also think that people don't realize that their movement patterns are what is creating that neck pain or that knee pain, or I mean, even the foot pain, right? Like, Brandon, when you talk to somebody, because I've seen this now happen with you when you're just, you know, at my house around other people. Like, I had an 18-year-old kid who plays guitar who was like, oh my God, my back, man, my back, 18. And this kid would never think to see a corrective exercise specialist. And then the next thing you know, Brandon's like, oh, we got to stretch out your QL. And then the way you're moving is creating this, and the way you're doing this is creating that. Can you explain some of that stuff about like biomechanics and movement patterns that I think people don't understand what's actually creating this pain? They're like, well, what do you mean I'm walking back into this, or my biomechanics, or okay, so I'm not working out at all. Why do I have pain? It's not even exercising to create an injury. Can you explain like how these things happen in everyone?
Absolutely.
Habitual problems.
Yeah, let me chat about what I call the symphony of movement. Now, I don't play a musical instrument, but we all know what an orchestra looks like, right? There's the wind section and the string section, the brass and the percussion. And there's a conductor, and he is choreographing everybody to come in at certain times and be at a certain tone. And if everybody plays their role, it sounds beautiful. But if in the middle of that, the violin scratches, it messes up the whole thing because it's not doing its job. And the way that our muscles are, right, we have stabilizers, we have movers. Some of those movers become partial stabilizers. We have isometric, concentric. We have all these different things that where it's a symphony of movement. And if everybody is not doing their job, somebody's going to have to pick up that slack, right, and take on that extra stress. So let's say my adductors are pulling my knee in every time that I run, my hip's just unstable. My knee's going to take the brunt of that, right? My hip is going to wear down unevenly because I don't have that symphony of movement correctly, right? So your body needs to learn how to perform. You are the conductor. Your brain is the conductor. And if you don't have the ability and the knowledge and the awareness to go in and say, oh, I need to keep my knee over my second and third toe. I need to make sure my hip doesn't shift. I need to make sure that I don't have the butt wink and do all these things. Then your symphony sounds like a sixth grade orchestra and not a professional and not a professional orchestra, right?
Exactly. All right. But Cindy is giving me the sign to take a break. But when we come back, we are going to be taking your questions that you guys actually sent in for me. And while I appreciate it, and as much as I love all the faith I get from you guys, when I get the questions about digestive health and hormone balance and endocrinology and extreme physical injuries or rehabilitating injuries, I am happy to bring these experts on the show to answer these questions. But just remember that if you do have an issue, you have to go to the specialist, guys. That's why, you know, I get these questions about PCOS and, you know, thyroid conditions. And while I've definitely been around it, I've definitely worked with experts, I've definitely experienced it and so on, I'm still not the expert. And I will do my best to bring those experts on. I can only encourage you to see a specialist. So we're going to come right back with Brandon Vols, corrective exercise specialist, to answer your questions about rehabilitating specific injuries and getting out of pain. We'll be right back.
If you're a business owner, you're well aware that running a business is not easy. But did you ever think that you might be making it harder than it has to be? Seriously, it's time to ditch the old spreadsheets and software you've outgrown and upgrade to NetSuite. It's the world's number one cloud business system. You'll have visibility and control over your financials, HR, inventory, e-commerce, and more. That's everything you need all in one place instantly. I know that you've got to be tired of paying for multiple systems that don't give you the information you need when you need it. So why not join over 24,000 companies using NetSuite by Oracle right now? Let NetSuite show you how they'll benefit your business with a free product tour at netsuite.com/Jillian. Schedule your free product tour right now at netsuite.com/Jillian. That's NetSuite, netsuite.com/Jillian. We're all trying to stay hydrated, so how about checking out the fruit-flavored water with zero sugar that's also infused with fiber? It's called Hello Water, and it's a pro-wellness water line that's empowering a global community who want control over their health. It comes in 7 light and refreshing flavors, and it's made with only quality natural ingredients. Best part is Hello Water delivers wellness benefits for digestive health, immune defense, and the body's pH balance. But let's get back to the flavors. Cucumber lime is starting to take the lead from my original favorite, black cherry. And the orange mango is tremendous as well. Hello Water has been a great way for me to stay hydrated and increase my fiber intake. So say goodbye to sugar and Hello Water today. Go to hellowater.com and use my promo code Jillian for 15% off your first order. That's hellowater.com, promo code Jillian for 15% off. HelloWater.com, promo code Jillian.
All right, team, we are back with Brandon Voles, corrective exercise specialist, my personal corrective exercise specialist. And just a quick reminder, we are going to be sending you to BrandonVolesX.com for everything corrective exercise. And Brandon, I'm going to tease this right now. I can't believe you're doing this. You're insane. Is going to be offering free assessments online over the next couple of weeks. When you get inundated, don't blame me, Brandon. I'm like, well, you don't want to do that. I think there's going to be, I don't know that you can do it. Anyway, he says he's going to, lunatic. Yeah. And remember, you can also follow Brandon on Insta at Brandon Voles X as well. And that's V-O-L-Z and then X. Is that for exercise, Brandon? X for exercise?
Yes, that's correct. Okay. Very good.
All right, so Cindy's got the questions up, and we're just going to rapid fire you, kid. Cindy,
all right,
hit him with number one.
So Amanda wants to know, how do I find exercises, especially with the neck, shoulders, and upper back for posture and alignment? Would yoga, Pilates do the trick because they're good with posture, or just simple stretches daily? She's trying to fix her alignment.
Can I say one thing, B, before you go? I'm sorry. Absolutely. Here's the thing. People always think that, like, oh, yoga, that's good for flexibility. And it's like, that's not how this works. You might be strengthening something that shouldn't be strengthened and opening up something that shouldn't be opened. And that's why a corrective exercise specialist works on the specific issue. Go ahead, Brandon. Sorry.
That is very correct.
I see that all
correct.
The time, though. I'm like, that's not going to fix your problem. Not at all.
Right. First off, thanks for the question, Amanda. What I'm going to say to you and probably a ton of listeners out there is, first off, stop slouching. Because if you're having some neck issues and some tight shoulders and whatnot, I can almost promise you that you're either sitting with your head forward, you're doing something repeatedly. Remember how important repetition is and time and all this stuff. So look at how you stand, how you walk, how you are at work. Are you slouched over? Look at your ear, shoulder, and your hip line. If they're sitting down, if you're standing up, your ear, shoulder, hip, knee, and then the little ball on the side of your foot is called your lateral malleolus. That should be in one vertical line. If it's not, you've got some muscles that are working a little bit too hard, and they can definitely lead to some pain and discomfort. As far as yoga, I am a fan of yoga, but I do have to put the caveat in of saying you really need to do specific exercises for specific results, right? And another thing is, I was working with somebody last week, and I had this person do a bird dog. So if you're a yogi, you understand what bird dog is. And when I saw her perform the bird dog, her hips were shifting, and she wasn't really engaging her shoulder blades. And I said, hey, your hip is shifting, do this, and then engage here. And she goes, nobody ever told me that. So you can do yoga incorrectly, just like you can do exercises incorrectly. So you really need to make sure that your symphony of movement is precise and that you're moving with awareness and knowledge. Why are you doing the exercise? In that two-week seminar that I chatted about at the beginning of the show, one of the most important things that I ever took away from that was he said, if I ever see you training somebody, if I walk by it and I say, why are you having them do that? You should have an answer. It might not be the answer that I would do, but you should have an answer. So make sure you're finding exercises that really pinpoint what you need and focus on that and do it correctly and repeat that, okay?
Ooh, great.
Nice. Oh.
Julie would like to know, I really need to adapt my exercise as I have weak knees. I used to run half marathons and had to swap it for biking. Can you help me to reset all recommended exercises to protect my knee?
I'm going to bite my lip on this one.
No, don't do it, B.
We're going to dive off a giant cliff right here. Okay, all right. You're well intentioned, like everyone. You're just misinformed, and it's not your fault. We are in a medical system that is designed to treat symptoms and not cures, okay? I can promise you right now, without ever meeting you, unless your knee pain and issues were caused from a traumatic injury like a car wreck, or you were playing football and a lineman tackled you and rolled your knee, I can promise you that your knee issue has to do with your hip instability and or your ankle instability. So the best thing that you can do for your knee is to strengthen and balance your hips and make sure you have balance on single leg exercises, and your knee will thank you many times over. Some exercises that you can do that I can sort of, I'm going to guess.
It's tough in this medium, right? Because you can't show people and you don't know what,
and
what's
I don't see
going
these
on
people.
With the hip. I know, which
right,
is why...
Right.
Blanket things of like, oh, strengthen it with yoga or Pilates or lunges, is this is a perfect example of why you need a specialist to take a look.
Right. And my contribution really, I'm a short-term solution too, because I want to empower through awareness. I want to teach you guys what to do so you guys have the power to do this stuff. You shouldn't be dependent on me, just like you shouldn't be dependent on medications or back braces or orthotics or any of that stuff. I want to show you what's going on with your body, the dysfunctions that are happening, the muscles that are causing it, how to relax them. I have a four-step process, so we go through the assessments, then we go through rolling, then we have stretching, and then we have the specific activations that I need you to do to balance out your structure, right? And then you have that nice symphony of movement. And now, if Julie was my client, when I hear her story, I really feel her pain, because she said that she had to stop doing something that she loved, that she used to run marathons, half marathons or whatever, and now she's on a bike, right? That's lowering her quality of life. She would rather be doing something, and she's resigned to doing something else because she feels some type of relief, but she hasn't addressed the actual cause of the problem. She gets on a bike. I'm sorry, here I am going off on the tangent that I said I wasn't going to go on.
Do it.
So she probably went to a doctor. The doctor said, hey, you got to stop running, but, you know, get on a bike. And what she did was, all she did was reduce the amount of load that her knees were under, right? So yep. of course you're going to feel some relief, but you haven't done anything to address the underlying cause of the knee pain to begin with. So you're still taking repetitions and your symphony is still doing the exact same thing. You just don't feel the pain, right? So it just
or as much.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So the cure is in the cause, right? You have symptoms of pain, right? That's a symptom. You can treat that, right? You can manage that. You can take things to help you move. You can do massage. So, like, after I do an assessment, right, we do the rolling and the stretching. All that is to relax those muscles. That gives me a window of opportunity that I can have this person move with more range of motion and more optimal. And then I can train you to precisely repeat that pattern over and over and over until you don't even have to think about it because you're on autopilot. That's the whole goal. And then back to my Karate Kid analogy, that's what Mr. Miyagi did with the wax on, wax off. He said, no, right. You don't do it like this. you do it like this, right? And then Daniel started off very slowly, and that's how this works, right? You don't understand, right? I don't have the awareness of how that motor pattern works. But you go through it, and then you get the feedback. Yes, that's right. Continue to do that. You do it over and over and over and over again until it's automatic, right? That's the foundation that you build your body with that allows you to do anything you want to.
Yolanda was wondering, how do you figure out the difference between back pain that's bad and back pain from muscles being worked? Sometimes in the evening after a heavy back session, I kind of ache, but I worry, have I overdone it?
All right, Yolanda, thanks for the question, and I appreciate you doing things for your back, actually, because it's an often overlooked area of the body that contributes so much to our stability and the way that we function. Typically, when we work out and we get sore, you're not going to feel numbness, right? You're not going to feel like sharp piercing pains. If you feel any of that, it's probably something more serious. Also, muscle soreness should go away probably the next day. I mean, if you're killing it, maybe 2 days later, you're still sore. And if you are still muscle sore 2 days later, you need to call me because we need to work out. I like to rock and roll when I work out too. Really kind of the other thing too is when you stay consistent with working out, right? You're not going to be as sore the second workout as you were the first workout, and so on and so forth. So if you are working out and it's a continuous thing and it stays with you for several days, yeah, you might have something going on. What I would do if I was you is I would take a look at some of the movement assessments and see how your body is performing when you're doing these things and see if maybe you have some kind of malalignment. And if it's in that area, then address that. So put the work that you're putting in, the time that you're putting in is fantastic, right? Just focus it, pinpoint. Do I have a malalignment here? Do I have something that I should address?
That is the key, is focusing it. You once gave me that whole building analogy, right? Of like two pillars and one is pulling too much here. And it's sort of like, do you remember like how you explained that to me where, you know, you're too tight on one side and you're too weak on the other. So it's not just about working the back. And this is what I'm trying to get people to understand is maybe certain muscles in the neck and chest are too tight. That's where you, part of your four steps, you open that up, but then you strengthen the part in the back to balance out that pillar. So that's where these blanket notions of, all right, well, if I work out, that'll fix it. Or if I do yoga, that'll make me more flexible. It's not about that. This is about what is out of balance in the body and bringing it back into balance. And that's why, B, what you said about your client that was doing yoga wrong is because, again, she's inherently imbalanced. And the reason she couldn't square those hips to the ground is because she doesn't have the mobility to do so. How do I know? Because I'm the same way.
And it's awareness. It's awareness. The number one most important thing that I will ever teach anyone is awareness. So if you give a man a fish, he eats for a day. If you teach him how to fish, he eats for a lifetime, right? Yeah. I empower through awareness. This is what's supposed to happen. I'm like your owner's manual for your car. I need you to do this and this and this. It's really funny because a lot of people that, I've seen all kinds of squats. Go on my Instagram. There's a woman and I have her very first squat ever. I'm not kidding you. And let me tell you.
Saw that one. It's the most amazing before and after.
Let me tell you, this woman's work ethic. She came to me at age 62 or 3, and she had immense pain. And she had surgery to fix it. And I said, hey, you know, put your hands up high over your head as you can. Put your feet shoulder width apart and take about 6 seconds to go down to the floor without taking your heels off the ground. She squatted maybe 6 inches or so,
Jesus.
Maybe. And she goes, I can't go any further because my knee feels like it's going to explode. To take someone like that with little gym experience, with an older person, right, who thinks, you know, I've seen the orthos, I've chatted with everybody, and comes to me and I say, hey, look what you're doing here. You're shifting over here and you're doing this and then you're doing this. And then we start doing the foam roll and the stretches and all this stuff. And just a couple months later, she's doing like the photo that I have isn't even her best squat ever. I mean, she's doing single leg lunges right now. And this is a person, again, another person whose doctor said, don't ever squat. And so you go in and you balance people. That's not an answer. I'm sorry. If you go to a doctor, I'm going to give everybody a nice little take home today, because if you have to go to a doctor and he tells you, just stop squatting, don't ever squat, what I want you to do is ask the doctor for a referral to a PT that says, quote, PT eval and treat. If you get a prescription for that, you've then taken the chains off of your physical therapist, and they can address you globally. They don't have to look just at your knee or just at your elbow or just at your – they can look at everything. And what they do in 2013, the mission statement for the American Physical Therapy Association recognized movement system as the identity of physical therapy. They are still under doctor. They are doctors now. But if a doctor writes a prescription, hey, you got to assess their knee, they're really going to have to stay at the knee. But that's not your problem. I promise the knee is not the problem.
Wow.
So take the chains off of the physical therapist. Let them look globally at you. That's what we do. You come into me. I don't have really any restrictions. I say, I want to see you move. Yeah. Why can't you move? I'm not concerned that you have a doctor that said you have arthritis. I'm concerned because you have no flexibility. You've got no stability in your shoulder or your hip, right? That's why you have arthritis, right?
Right.
That's where the cure is. You've been dealing with pain management, right?
Yeah. You can
everybody goes outside, and those are external sources, right, to treat symptoms.
Yes.
The only person that's going to cure you is you with your movement patterns, right? If you have degenerative issues, everybody's like a Rubik's Cube to me, okay? We all come basically looking the same, right? It's all out of the package, it looks very uniform and consistent, right?
Yeah.
Then we go through life and we mess our own Rubik's Cube up in our own individual way. So if I had a room of 1,000 people and I had 1,000 Rubik's Cubes, they all start off looking identical, and I have everybody mess it up and give it to me, no two Rubik's Cubes are going to look the same. Yeah. So I can't do the exact same thing for this person and that person, but what I can look at that Rubik's Cube, if I could do this, by the way, which I can't, but I could look at that I can do this with your bones and your muscles.
Right,
very
metaphorically. You, as our metaphorical Rubik's Cube, he can do.
Yes.
He can do.
That I can look at and say, oh, I see what's going on here. I can reverse the hands of time and go back, because I promise you there was a time in your life that you didn't experience the pain, that you didn't have problems, that you were out moving around enjoying the quality of your life, and it slowly deteriorated over time, right? But we can reverse those. And I've seen so many unbelievable stories of reversals of this. It doesn't matter your age. Honestly, take all that stuff out. It's not about your age. First of all, let me tell you about that misconception. It isn't about your age. It's not about being 40, 50, 60 years old. That doesn't have anything to do with it. What it has to do with is moving incorrectly for decades.
Yep, over time. As many repetitions. Yeah.
Exactly. Add up all those repetitions. And that's why you'll say, I wish I would have done this earlier.
Brandon, you know I think you're amazing. I love you more than Hefner loved Viagra. Guys, you can go to Brandon's Instagram, follow him. I obviously do. And he gives a ton of advice there. It's at Brandon Vols X. That's BRANDONVOLZ, letter X. And the website is at BrandonVolsX.com. And he's lost his mind and is doing this great act of kindness. I hope to God, like, you can keep up with this. So go ahead and pitch it, because I don't want, when you're like, when you have no time to eat, I don't want you to get mad at me. Like, it's a very sweet.
Go ahead, B. What are you doing? I did think about this, but honestly, I was put on this earth for a couple things, and I'm very fortunate to be one of those people that really found what they're on this earth for. And it really is to empower people and to show people what's going on with their body, how should they move. And what I'd like to offer is a free evaluation for any one of the Jillian listeners. With the promo code Jillian, you can go to my website, www.brandonvolsx.com. Go in, you can schedule yourself. We'll do a Zoom meeting. I'm going to look at your movement patterns. So
it's
I would recommend.
Be quick, though, guys, because I mean, like, I don't want you guys to be mad. There's no catch here. Like, this isn't a catch. It's not like, oh, yeah, what's the catch? I got to put a credit card in first.
Nope.
No, it's just that, you know, remember, like, Brandon has a day job and a kid. And, you know, so I'm not trying to be a dick. I want this to be manageable for you and manage it. When you said you're going to do this, I was like, holy balls.
I know. Good. So did I. But, you know, right. So I was at the airport yesterday, and I can't tell you, like, Once you have the awareness of how your body is supposed to move and you realize these things about yourself, what's going to happen is you're going to start seeing it in other people. And I was at the airport yesterday. And man, when you see people walking, right? Most of us are walking, right? But one guy's foot's out. This person's knee is in. This person's shoulders up. Like you see all this stuff, and I just want to go up to everybody and be like, "Dude, look.
Let me help you.
If you walked out to your car right now, and you're looking at your car like it's going to run you over, you're about 10 feet back though, and you can see the tires. One tire is straight, and the other tire is kicked out to the side. Like, wouldn't you be like, "Hey, I got an issue here. I need to go fix." But we don't think about it. We don't think about it like that with our human bodies, and I do. And I watch movies, and I'm like, oh, look at that guy. He's got internal rotation. He's got this. It's a sickness. But I love it, and it's my passion. That's why I want to throw this offer out. There is absolutely zero strings on this, and I know I'm going to be busy. So please go to my Instagram first. And look at the assessments, because I don't want to start off and be like, hey, you got to do it this way and this way. Understand there's 7 fundamental human movements that we should all do. Push, pull, hinge, squat, twist, lunge, and gait, which is walk, okay? I've got them all up on my Instagram. Check those out. And then when I see you, I'm going to say, let me see your squat, okay? Tell me what's going on with you, and I'm going to ask you to do some movements and maybe some postural stuff as well, okay? So there's the offer. I know I'm going to be...
Brandon Bowles, everybody. Brandon, thank you so much. And I'll see you tomorrow for our appointment. All right, guys, we want you to subscribe to the podcast so you can stay up to date with our life-changing and life-saving information. So on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you're listening, click that subscribe button.